Fuck me like you used to. I know you remember how. Like it was the last day of your life, and the love you felt for me was so ocean deep you tried to find your way through to the bottom of it, penetrating me like you were on a mission to discover what was resting there at the floor of that love. You pressed your eager, unrelenting hips against me, your eyes demanding the attention of mine. Remember holding me there? Our bodies moving in a perfect rhythm we designed. A song, a dance, a language only we understood. I miss the texture of your tongue against my own. I miss the swell of your cock pushing into my mouth, the tease of my teeth sliding up your shaft until reaching the head. Always that little pause before wrapping my fingers around your base and enveloping the head of you inside my wet lips. Do you miss the warm, slick, soft of my pussy against your fingertips? Do you remember her shape and smell, her wants and needs? Does her absence bother you? She thinks about those texts you would send her that made her gush while she was working, and how she'd race over to meet your cock in the middle of the afternoon. She still feels a pull towards you. My heart still lights up at the sight of you. I still have the desire to connect with your guts and all the messy pieces, the shiny ones, the quiet ones, and the ones you never speak of. I feel them under your skin, traveling around your limbs. I see the Christmas light twinkle in your chest and the yellow sad in your belly. I know you keep a rage between your shoulder blades and a glacier of grief buried inside your hips. Is being seen so terrified to you that you'd rather hide? And would I rather starve after giving you the nourishment of my energy, eventually turning off and refusing to light back up, even as you decide to reach for me when you've noticed I've gone quiet? It feels like you shop my heart, my wisdom, my body, like I'm a store you can get things from. I'm expected to provide these things, of course, but you can take and take and take and don't ask how much it is. What is the price, the cost of these pieces? Because I was taught my love, my body, my attention are what I'm supposed to offer up to you. The exchange that I am told about is that you will return that love. Be just as curious about me as I am you. We'll be a team offering mutual care, kindness, and support. The exchange that you were told about is there isn't an exchange. I am the store you shop from, and when you've shopped it bare, then you move on to someone else. My most valuable pieces are the magic and the gifts I've worked so hard to cultivate, hoping that if I am understanding enough, giving enough, patient enough, kind enough, pretty enough, and smart enough, you'll recognize the value of the pieces and stop taking them. Admire them, yes, but not take. Maybe give some of your own because it's hard carrying two people at once. Until then, I'm still wondering if you could fuck me like you used to. I want to feel the energy of you, the aliveness of you pushing into the starvation of me, plumping up my insides, rocking back and forth with heartbeat steadiness, sending signals to the rest of me that I am still loved and cared for. When you fuck me, this is the only time I can feel you now. It's the only time I have your undivided attention. It's become something I nearly demand through the resentful energy rushing out of my pores, drenching me in something I'm not proud of. I'm essentially asking you to replace what you took in the way I only know how to receive it. So push into me. I want to feel my body stretch open to receive you, to take you, so I don't have to ask for or feel anything other than the pleasure your body offers mine. I want to remember what it was to feel the bliss of connection with you. I wonder if it's always going to be this way now. I don't know where you went, but I'm tired of the searching and wanting and asking. I wonder if I should leave. But if I stay, this will happen again and again until I learn not to leave me. I wonder still if it's been me the whole time. Has it been me giving and giving and letting other people take because I let them because I want to be seen as valuable? And so when they don't give back, then I starve instead of stopping the taking, refilling, and replenishing as I need to do so. And if it's me, then what? Where are you? Maybe I'll stop asking if love is really here and see the ways in which it is and appreciate the beauty of that expression because my own love is so full and bright that I don't need yours. But I want it. Maybe you'll feel that and you'll get brighter too. And what we create will be something beyond what either of us could comprehend. Maybe not. Either way, I still want you to fuck me like you used to.